Radio X. Radio X. Radio X. Radio X. A second replacement Samsung Galaxy Note 7 device deemed safe by the company has caught fire in the US, according to US media reports. Samsung has been forced to issue new models of the smartphone following complaints of faulty batteries. A man in Kentucky said he was scared to death when he woke to a bedroom full of smoke, local media say. The Note 7 was subject to a mass recall in September, but Samsung said it had identified and fixed the problem. The first deal limiting greenhouse gases from international aviation has been sealed after years of wrangling. From 2020, any increase in airline CO2 emissions will be offset by activities like tree planting, which soak up the carbon dioxide. The deal comes in a momentous week for climate policy when the Paris Agreement to stabilise climate change passed a key threshold for becoming law. Scientists applauded both commitments but warned that plans to cut emissions are far too weak. The aviation deal was agreed in Montreal by national representatives at the International Civil Aviation Organisation. Oculus, the virtual reality company owned by Facebook, is working on a new headset in an attempt to make the technology more affordable. On stage in San Jose in America, Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg acknowledged the prohibitive costs of the current Oculus Rift headset. During the presentation, he also demonstrated software for interacting with friends in virtual reality. The event, Oculus's third ever developer conference, comes as it faces fierce competition in the VR market. Google has already showed the first version of Daydream VR, its headset, which is powered by mobile phones, and Sony is set to launch its PlayStation VR headset this week.